Boy, if there was a time when we needed to get outdoors, look at the beauty of the frost, spend a little bit of time in nature to clear the cobwebs, it is now. And whenever I guess I think cobwebs, I think of Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. And last time I spoke, I mentioned how, this is January 8th, but last time I spoke, I mentioned how it was, there were a few things in the world of nature that indicate beginning of the year. Not necessarily looking at the calendar, but there are some things in nature. Number one I mentioned last time was perihelion, which happened on January 2. That was the time in which our planet was closest to the sun as we went around the sun. Number two happened just a couple days ago, and that is after 6 months of sunrises constantly getting later, they have now turned and they are starting to get earlier. The amount of daylight we have right now is considerably more than we had back at the solstice, and days will continue to get longer. I also have mentioned a number of times about the beauty of tracking animals in snow. And I often talk about the number of kinds that I see when I go out, and I do this on a daily basis. Well, what I want to talk about now is what I call an otter trail and tail. I was out in the woods a few days ago, and I found where an otter had been moving through the woods. Otters are well known for flighting, and they hop and slide, and they hop and slide, and we usually associate them with water, and yes, that's where they live a big part of their life, but they also go overland, and I decided I was going to follow this one overland and find out where it went. Well, it was obviously seeking a place of water, and it went down along a lake shore, it went under a canoe that was laying there, it went under a couple docks. What it was seeking was a weak spot in the ice, which usually is near shore, where it could slide under. And it went on and on. It went through another woods, and eventually, yes, it came down, and it found a kind of a swampy spot. Now, the swampy areas are often a little bit warmer, and they freeze a little less than does the other ice. And sure enough, it was able to make a hole and get into it. It survived. It was a happy ending, but it was what I call an otter trail and tail. The other thing I want to mention is weather has been warmer than normal, and we have a snow cover, and every day it gets warm enough that a lot of the moisture from the snow will evaporate, will get into the air. And then with the cooling temperatures at night, it settles down on some branches, and of course it doesn't remain as dew, it turns into frost. And we have, and then because the days have been so calm, the frost remains. We have these absolutely remarkable conditions out there right now where the trees are just coated with this frost, and the frost grows. I think if you look around enough, you'll find some crystals of frost that are more than a half inch, perhaps 3/4 of an inch long. They are just amazing. And if we don't have any wind, they will stay. And if we continue to have this clouds and fog, they will continue to grow. So I recommend everybody take a beauty break and get out and take a look at this. It's absolutely remarkable. Yesterday when I was driving some of the country roads around here and looking at it, I had trouble keeping the car on the road. It was just such an amazing thing to see. So,
and that's usually
you. All have a good day. Take care. Bye.
Larry, that's usually you when it's goldenrod season. The guy that's kind of swerving around and veering off into patches of goldenrod is Larry Weber. Well, now he's got a reason to drive nuttily during the wintertime. Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.